The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Hey, Charlie, Bo Pelini. Hey, don't screw it up next week now.
Good morning and welcome into the Bill King Show presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. I am your host for the hour, Crazy Charlie Saunier. Bill King taking over live at the top of next hour from the Southern Steak and Oyster. That's at the corner of 3rd and Demundrian, right there at the base of the Pinnacle Building. Trace that wonderful building from the Nashville skyline all the way down to street level. And there you'll find the WNSR crew broadcasting live beginning at 7 a.m. this morning. Bill King will take over there. Lots of hangout time for you and the King today, so start getting those tweets in now. Remember, you can tweet to Bill about anything related to college athletics at Bill is King. He is always open to your interaction. Also, we're going to have open phones for plenty of telephonic interaction a little bit later on this morning, 888-702-5494. If you want to go ahead and lock that number into your phone for a little bit later, that's 888-702-5494. Crazy Charlie Sonny back here at the Nashville Sports Radio Studios. I'll be taking you through a best of the week of the Bill King Show, and just because we don't have games on the schedule, as we like to call it, the non-playing portion of the schedule, doesn't mean there aren't a lot of interesting things happening out there and a lot of drama streams and storylines. So let's get right into it. This week we heard from the Ole Miss beat, and of course Evie Van Pelt from the Rebel Walk handles that for the Bill King Show, and here she is talking with Bill a little bit earlier this week.
Ole Miss Evie with us, the angelic tones of Ole Miss Evie. So let me ask you this to begin with. When is the NCAA going to finish up with Ole Miss?
Oh, my gosh. When are they going to finish? Well, supposedly they are finished. So it would be nice if they would go, you know, look into somebody else for a while. Supposedly back when the penalties were handed down last fall, one of the items of note was that Ole Miss was to, I guess, go back through and take the players in question and figure out in which games they played and then submit those names to the NCAA, and then hence you have the 33 vacated wins that came out the other day, which honestly, I mean, again, I haven't talked to one single Ole Miss fan who even really gives a flip about that. It's like, you know, you won those games. We tore those goalposts down and took them all throughout the square in Oxford after beating Alabama. So have at it, NCAA.
Evie, I don't know if you do this, but when the NCAA vacates games, all video and proof that those games were played disappear mysteriously. There's, you can't even find them on YouTube. Did you know that? They have that ability.
I didn't know that. You know, after this 6-year, you know, as some people like to call it, colonoscopy by the NCAA, nothing would surprise me. Fortunately, I think there are plenty of rebels who have their own video, so...
You tell them to check that today. They'd be shocked, Evie. I'm just telling you. They're missing. They're missing.
That's right. Now, the long arm of the NCAA reaches into the iCloud somehow.
Correct. Now, for everybody, vacating is not the same as forfeiting.
Right.
Forfeiting means the other team gets the win. This means the game never existed, except for one thing. If the other team still keeps the L, though. The L doesn't go away, just the W's go away.
Right. So Alabama still lost to Ole Miss in 2015.
Correct. That part did exist. That part of the video is still there.
Right. Okay. Well, that is good to know.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? And I'll be very forthcoming here. I didn't even know that vacating those games was coming up. I thought it was done.
Well, I think a lot of, I mean, actually, you know, a whole lot of Ole Miss fans didn't realize that either. I think that they were very upset because they thought this was some sort of an additional thing. You know, we thought they're gone, it's over,
yeah.
Bowl bans are done. And so I think they were very upset to learn that was the case, but it had just been something that apparently was one of those where it was up to the Ole Miss staff, athletic administration, to go through game by game and see which players in question might have participated in which games. But there you go. I think it's over for real now, and maybe they can go look into, North Carolina or something now.
Right. Go circle back on them. Let me ask you, is there anything new on Ealy, the five-star running back who's so good, looked so good in the All-Star game, signed with Ole Miss, Ole Miss or not?
No, I don't think there's anything new. I mean, I think that, the more you see players, it certainly helps to have a Kyler Murray kind of situation where he does both and is drafted. And then ultimately, you know, we all saw the other day he decided to go with football. But I think that pretty much I can tell you that Ole Miss will be as accommodating to Mr. Ealy
sure.
as they possibly can. And again, it helps. I mean, Ole Miss is ranked in the top 10 in all the preseason baseball polls. And so Jerrion Ealy and also quarterback signee John Reese Quumley, four-star quarterback from Hattiesburg, is also going to play baseball. He's another dual sports star. So, I don't know. No, there's nothing new as of yet, and we may not know until the draft. At least I haven't heard anything.
Here's one.
But it would be great to have him. And I tell you what, I mean, I felt like even if you lose Ealy to baseball, I mean, on signing day, it was after everything that Ole Miss fans, Ole Miss administrators and staff have been through. I mean, it was really nice to win that one. It was really nice to beat out Clemson and get him, Clemson and Bama, and get him.
I'm sure this has come up already on the Rebel Wall. I'm sure it's being discussed already. But there is now a new wave of Mannings coming at us at Newman High School. The latest is a quarterback Manning who I think, and you're going to have more info, he's a freshman at Newman, correct?
Yes, yes. You're talking about Cooper's son,
right,
I believe.
Right.
Cooper Manning's son.
Right.
And we have been watching video of Cooper since, I don't know, I think the first one I saw might have been in the seventh grade. And, my gosh, just watching the mechanics and his footwork, even as a seventh grader, it was like, holy cow.
Yeah.
So, there's that. And then, Eli and his wife just had a little boy on Super Bowl Sunday. So, there's something to look forward to there also.
Yeah, and I went through it, and too bad we did not have social media then. Maybe we're fortunate, but when Peyton made his decision, and I was driving to Memphis, I had a speaking engagement down there, but when he made his decision in Ole Miss, Tennessee, it was such an emotional thing because Archie got caught in the middle, and Archie was letting Peyton do his thing. Ole Miss fans felt like family rejected them, so they were furious. And I remember that might be one of the most emotional moments I've seen in recruiting, Evie, just from a standpoint of one fan base to the other and how upset Ole Miss. Now, a couple of years later, they got Eli, and it worked out okay. But in that moment with Peyton, I don't recall a fan base feeling more deserted by family in that moment. It's healed a bit than that one
right.
moment in the 90s. It was something else.
Right. That's painful, and we just we don't like to talk about that. We love all our Mannings. We're looking forward to, Cooper's son's name is Arch, and maybe we'll get Arch. I'd go ahead and give an offer to Arch now if I were
Matt. Here's the thing. Cooper, Eli, and Peyton call their dad Arch. That's the short, you know, slang for him. They call him Arch, and they do it like almost mockingly. If you hear them talk, they're making fun of Arch or they're cracking on their dad or something. It's been Arch, and I don't know how many people know that, and that's where that name comes. Obviously, Archie, but the word Arch is where that comes from.
Ah, okay. Well, that's pretty funny. You told me something I didn't know there.
Oh, yeah. When Cooper, and I got to know Cooper a little bit, and Peyton during recruiting. I never got to know Eli. Eli married a Franklin girl.
From right here.
But when I would hear, Cooper used to host a show on the big booming signal down there in New Orleans, on the AM, whatever that one is down there. And I would catch it at night if I was driving around. And he'd have Peyton on. And they would just crack on their dad. And they'd call him Arch the whole night. They would just, what would Arch say about this? And that's how I caught on to that. I didn't even know, you know, Cooper had a rise. I knew he had kids, but I didn't know the age and all that until I read an article the last year about Arch Manning, and then I saw footage of him down there at Newman throwing.
What'd you think about that footage? I mean, seriously.
Oh, he's well taught.
Yes. You know, hey, I mean, it's really hard to follow the Cosby Cattleman. I mean, I think I need to get some sort of award for coming on after Cosby Cattleman, because that's some mighty big shoes.
Well,
but I do want to say, now, I can't in any world equal his bathroom story. But I can tell you, one time in Austin, I have a house in Austin and lived there until my kids graduated from high school. One time I ran into Stevie Ray Vaughan in a 7-Eleven. And I was so frazzled by the whole thing that when I'm trying to check out, no, anybody who knows me, my purse, like you could find anything. If I ever went on that show where, you know, hey, we'll give you $500 if you have, you know, some really obscure item in your purse, I would have that. I would be that person.
Right. And,
anyway, so I was so frazzled that I dropped my purse upside down.
Oh.
So many things. Yeah, but Stevie Ray Vaughan helped pick up things off the floor and put them back in my purse.
Is that right? He helped you? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can't touch Cosby Cattleman, but, you know, I do have my, little story there.
Stevie Ray Vaughan doesn't have that, like, 3-foot-long silver beard thing going, does he? Like Billy Gibbons.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
So, and there's a statue of Stevie Ray down at Town Lake in Austin. And an interesting story, before he died in 1990, I believe it was, he had, the night before he died, he had somewhat of a premonition and said he saw his own funeral. So.
Wow.
That was kind of interesting. But anyway, so yeah, Stevie Ray Vaughan one time picked up stuff from my purse.
That's a hell of a
story. And luckily
story.
There was nothing, you know, there was nothing embarrassing in there. So
I prefer that to a bathroom story, actually. So.
Okay. Thank you. But again, it is hard to follow the Cosby Cattleman. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, maybe Kevin Hagan might be the only one who could do that. I mean,
what are you going to be doing tonight at 5:30 Central?
Well, I'm going to be watching basketball this evening, and so I'm going to be watching South Carolina and Tennessee, but I'm going to be gearing up for Ole Miss and Auburn at 7:30. So
right.
That's a big win. Both,
but look
big
look day. Under the basket during free throws. There's a hint.
I will be looking for Cosby Cattleman. I definitely will be doing that. But you've said now he may have a blonde person that he's with.
Well, that's
right?
Coach's hot seat thinks it's a Swedish blonde.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna keep an eye out. But yeah, I gotta be getting ready for the Rebels, and hopefully,
right.
You know, Kermit's doing great at Ole Miss. I mean,
he
you
is.
Told me when we hired Kermit that. What a good guy he is, and he's got them, you know, they're, I think they're ranked number 36 in those crazy net rankings, you know, that
right.
help determine who gets in the March Madness.
Kermit's
so,
good
you know,
people.
He's a good coach, good people. He really is. I think he's, I mean, he's got the Rebels, I think, you know, they're projected a 9 seed. So he's, you know, gosh, from where they came last season, good grief. He's
right.
got to be a huge story.
No doubt. Evie, we will talk soon. Appreciate you.
Okay. Thanks, Bill.
Ole Miss Evie right there, Evie Van Pelt of the Rebel Walk, joins the Bill King Show to discuss all things Ole Miss. And, of course, with the non-portion playing part of the schedule, we have a lot to talk about off the field. And there were a lot was covered right there, including a lot of talk about the Cattlemen. So because of that, and you probably don't know everything that was going on right there, we'll pull the Cattlemen's call from earlier this week where he told the story about meeting Billy Gibbons in a restroom here in Nashville. And Ole Miss Evie shared a story of meeting Stevie Ray Vaughan at a 7-Eleven right there. I'm your host, Crazy Charlie Sony. Just for this hour, Bill King takes over at the top of the hour. We're going through the best of the week. That was the Bill King Show running through the archives. We'll hear from Gabe DiArmond, Mizzou also having some issues in this time of the year. So we'll hear from him in the next segment right here on the Bill King Show. I'm your host just for this hour, Crazy Charlie Sonnier. You are listening to the Bill King Show presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Beating women and doing blow is what we do at Ohio.
A stalled vehicle is blocking the right-of-way near the Courtyard Marriott on Church Street. A bit of heavier traffic passing Napier Park on Fairfield Avenue and Broadway between 18th and 21st Avenues. Business owners, you could be missing $15,000 in new business. Call iTex, Tennessee's largest barter service, at 615-579-8568.
When it comes to professional banking in Nashville, there's a new benchmark, Landmark Bank. Landmark Bank is now open on Music Row and is professionally managed by local financial experts John Morrissey and Robin Henderson. When you're ready to see banking differently, call John or Robin at 651-7280. That's 651-7280. Or learn more online at landmarkbanktn.com. Music Row's new landmark, Landmark Bank. Professional and personal banking for sports, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. See banking differently.
Discover a new level of relaxation at Mokara. It's your chance to revive, rejuvenate, and restore amidst the welcoming tranquility of our award-winning destination spa. We invite you to sample our extensive spa offerings, including massage therapy, facials, body treatments, salon services, and so much more. Experience refined relaxation at Mokara Spa, located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. For an appointment, simply call 615-761-3600.
Napa Know How.
Why get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge full synthetic motor oil for $28.99? Because that's a good price for high performance oil. And nobody wants mediocre performance. I mean, when's the last time your boss said here's a raise for being average? That's right, never. Castrol Edge full synthetic, just $28.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 2/28/19.
Nashville, want to save on Medicare Part D copays? Your local Rite Aid now has a Walgreens pharmacy, which could mean lower copays for you. Bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Every Walgreens pharmacy, including the one in your local Rite Aid, participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-20. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
Saturday on Compass Media Network's coverage of NCAA basketball. It's a Pac-12 showdown from the farm as the Stanford Cardinal hosts the UCLA Bruins. Hi, it's Greg Daniels. Join Mike Wozniak and me for all the action as these two Pac-12 powerhouses collide. Can the Cardinal hold home court? Or will the Bruins get the road victory? It's Stanford and UCLA. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
Pre-game coverage begins at 8:45 live on Nashville Sports Radio.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
I'm the guy that holds the belt above my head.
Welcome back into the Bill King Show. C-Bus Steve giving us a wraparound on that commercial break right there. I'm your host for this hour, taking you on a spin through the best of the Bill King Show that was this week. Crazy Charlie Sonia, welcome in. If you'd like to give me a follow on Twitter, I don't know why you would, but it's your option, at CrazyCharlie615. And just from a producer standpoint, by the way, I'm hosting, producing, telephonics, coordinating, social mediating, doing all of those things this hour. That's why I call myself a five-tool broadcasting monster, the best in the business. And I'm slinging words right now until Bill King takes over at the top of the hour. From a producer standpoint, now that we're into the new year, updated a couple of things, refreshed a couple of things, and added some new tunes to the tracks. So listen up for those. They've been coming through a little bit here and there, and you've maybe noticed one or two, but Round Man, you really inspired a couple. So I dedicate at least a couple of those in the new rotation specifically to you and our ongoing Twitter beef when it comes to certain musical acts. We went through when talked to Ole Miss Evie in segment one. Now we're going to hear all the things that are going on with Mizzou. Gabe DeArmon from Power Mizzou joined Bill King just yesterday, and here is their conversation.
Gabe DeArmon's with us, Power Mizzou. He's been on the show many times in the past. Matter of fact, Gabe, you have saved this show many times with just pure Missouri drama. You know that, right?
Well, I'm glad to be there for you, Bill.
I mean, Missouri never fails to supply you with drama, right? All your years of covering this.
Yeah, we've seen some stuff here. There's no question about that.
And it's not just one sport either. I mean, they're diverse, right?
Oh, yeah, they keep themselves in the headlines, and sometimes it's really weird stuff. You know, it's not just, like, on-the-field stuff. It's craziness around this beat. I had a friend one time tell me if aliens land on Earth, it's probably happening on campus here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, so many things go through my head when you mention that. But let me ask you this. What has the fans most in a frenzy right now? Barry Odom talking about poaching or the actual NCAA postseason probation news?
Oh no, it's the NCAA stuff. I mean, this has actually done what hasn't been done at Missouri for years, and that is put everybody on the same page, fighting against the same thing. You know, Missouri's a fan base that, and it's a pretty diverse state. There's a lot of different kind of areas to this state, and this is not a fan base that's ever really been unified. I always joke that Missouri fans like to insult their own team before other fans can do it. You know, but now finally, this has brought everybody in Missouri, from, you know, politicians to university leaders to coaches to fans, like everybody's on the same page behind this. Oh my God, what did the NCAA just do to us? And it doesn't make sense. And let's get angry and fight back.
Was that ruling, the postseason ban for football, softball, and baseball, was that a shock or was that expected?
Oh, no, it was completely stunning. I mean, I woke up that morning and saw that there was going to be a decision, and frankly, I'd forgotten the case was going on because that's how long NCAA things take. But I thought this is going to be, you know, kind of, hey, Missouri's disciplined the guys who were involved. Appreciate that. Let's move on. Maybe vacate some wins, things like that. And Jim Sterk has said that. He said, we thought we might get probation, maybe have to give up some wins. But anything beyond that, we did not see coming at all.
Now, who was the person, because I saw some of her tweets, that was the supposed tutor here?
Yeah, her name is Yolanda Kumar. And, boy, you want to talk about somebody could write a book. I told somebody from Missouri, and this has been going on so long. This has been going on probably 3 years. But I told somebody from Missouri at one point during this, every time she tweets, you guys should save that and send it to the NCAA. Like, it makes you look better. She would get on some of these tweet storms that were just, like, legitimately, you kind of wonder what's going on there.
Right.
And this is the star witness. I mean, this is one of the problems Missouri has with its punishment. The star witness here just got a 10-year show cause from the NCAA. And that's the person that you're basing Missouri's punishment on. And again, Missouri didn't say that she didn't cheat for some people. She did. But they're just saying she kind of did it on her own. And the can of worms that opens up is, what would prevent you, if this goes through, what would prevent you from, you know, having your kid or your kid's friend that goes to school somewhere you hate, like he can go be a tutor at that school. And, you know, I mean, there has to be some accountability for, did the school know, and once they found out, did they correct it as soon as they could, which by all indications, Missouri did.
Gabe Yarmond, and the site is powermazoo.com. So Barry Odom talking, says, now I've got to re-recruit my senior class, and we're getting poached. And he said the main culprit is Tennessee. I'm thinking maybe Tennessee's mad because they didn't offer Emmanuel Hall. They didn't offer Paul Adams. They didn't offer, who's the punter that played at my high school here?
Corey Fatone.
Yeah, Corey Fatone. I couldn't even think of his name, and I watched him play all those years. So the Vols are in there poaching, huh?
Yeah, well, I wrote last week, there have been four SEC schools, Mississippi State, Auburn, Tennessee, and I don't know, the fourth one's slipping my mind right now, but Texas A&M. Four SEC schools have called to check on Missouri seniors, which basically the situation now is anybody, because they're banned from the postseason, anybody that has 1 year of eligibility is free to transfer. Like, they can go wherever. And all that has to happen is the other school has to tell Missouri's compliance office, we want to talk to this kid. Then they talk to him, and if he wants to leave, he can leave. So they're basically free agents. So those four SEC schools have called. There have been some non-SEC schools, too. And I was told there was one school that actually submitted, hey, we want to talk to every senior on the roster, like all the walk-ons and everything. But that was not an SEC school. So it wasn't Tennessee. And as far as Odom's comments, you know, I'm actually going to take Tennessee's side here. Jeremy Pruitt's not doing anything wrong. He's not breaking a rule. The NCAA says he can do this. If the situation was reversed and there was a guy on Tennessee's roster that Barry Odom thought could help him win football games, if he doesn't try to call that kid, then he's not doing his job. I have no problem with what Jeremy Pruitt's doing. I think what Barry Odom's doing is probably exaggerating to rile up his fan base and keep Missouri fans behind this team and behind this issue. And I don't necessarily have a problem with that either. But what Odom said to Dennis Dodd, frankly, I thought it came off kind of I didn't like it. I didn't really see the point in going there.
Is Barry Odom in any trouble? Any trouble with the administration?
No. I mean, he won 8 games last year. All this stuff, I actually think this NCAA stuff may long-term benefit Barry Odom, because this didn't happen when he was the coach. This happened before he took over. And so I think what you could get is now a situation where, okay, they do whatever they're going to do in 2019. I would probably pick them to be somewhere around 9-3 right now. I could see a game worse. Some people will pick them to be a game better. But they're going to do what they're going to do and play in a bowl game or not, whatever the NCAA says. But then 2020 is going to be kind of the interesting year that Kelly Bryant's gone. They're going to lose some guys. So if you take a step back that year now, if I'm Barry Odom, let's say Missouri goes out and goes 5-7 in 2020. I'm going to the administration going, you can't blame me for that. I had all these recruiting restrictions. I couldn't play in a bowl game. We were on probation. What do you want me to do? Like, this isn't my fault. You know, I think it could buy him an extra year in the long run.
How's basketball going?
It's going. Right. I mean, you know, they're a team that the ceiling would be somehow to find a way to 5 or 6 more wins and play in the NIT. But it's just kind of a season. You know, second year in a row that he lost his best player 2 weeks before the season. And at that point, it was kind of see what you can smoke and mirror together.
Does the fan base like Kodzo Martin?
Oh, they do. Yeah. I mean, he's still in that honeymoon period, and I think that's going to last another year or two. And let me give you some career advice here, Bill. If you ever take a new job, make sure that the guy that had that job before you was the worst guy that had ever had that job.
Right.
Because that's what Konzo did here. He took over for the worst guy that's ever been the basketball coach here. And so, you just have to be competent, and people are going to think you're great for a couple years.
I'll leave you with this. Kelly Bryant, according to everything I've seen in your tweets and everything else, he's staying. Was there any worry there?
Oh, I think initially, the very first thing I thought was, wow, Kelly Bryant's going to be gone now, right? But then the more you kind of thought about it, he didn't come here for the bowl game. Look at even the other schools he was looking at. Arkansas, they right. probably aren't playing in a bowl game. Auburn, they're kind of like Missouri. Like, they're probably going to play in one, but is it going to be like this? It's not going to be the college football playoff, probably. So that wasn't really the reason he came here. So the more I thought about it, it doesn't shock me that he's staying. But I know that within hours of that ruling, Kelly Bryant's people were getting calls, and I would bet those calls have not stopped, even though he says he's staying.
Gabe, I appreciate you, bud.
All right, Bill. Have a good one.
Gabe DeArmond right there from PowerMizzou.com, talking with Bill King about all the issues going on with Mizzou athletics right now. And that's an interesting case with Kelly Bryant right there. And he just said it. The schools he was looking at weren't really headed necessarily for impressive bowl games anyway, Mizzou or Arkansas. And if Tennessee is the team looking to potentially poach a quarterback like Kelly Bryant, after all, why wouldn't you? He did take Clemson University to a conference championship game and to a college football playoff before being replaced by Trevor Lawrence, and now that we have passed through an entire season after that replacement and a college football playoff and a national championship for Clemson, I think we see the evidence and the justification for why Dabo Swinney and the coaching staff at Clemson University felt it was so important to make that change. But Kelly Bryant going to stay with Mizzou. He had a lot of options, as did several quarterbacks who also transferred from Clemson University. Hunter Johnson going to be at Northwestern, and Zarek Cooper also quite forgotten about, but he is over in the OVC doing some good work. Bill King getting ready to take over here in just under 30 minutes from the Southern Steak and Oyster. The crew getting all set up down there. It's that one Friday out of the month, the third Friday of the month, where we have that logistical situation that the crew can't get in the doors and get set up until after the show begins. So I take over and I take you on a tour of the best of the Bill King show in the week that was, and that's what we've been doing so far. I'm your host for the hour, Crazy Charlie Sonia. Remember, you can always tweet to Bill at Bill is King and start getting your questions and requests and topics you would like him to discuss coming up here at the top of the hour. Lots of hangout time for you and the King today. Also, plenty of opportunities to get on the phone. I'll give you that number before we lock out for the end of this hour. You heard Ole Miss Evie talking about the Cattlemen. You've heard Bill mention the Cattlemen a couple of times. Well, we are going to go back to Cattlemen's appearance on the show earlier this week. He told quite a funny story, and as always, his appearances are legendary here on the Bill King Show. PrimoSeats.com, that's PrimoSeats.com. Best seats, best prices, and I like to say the best customer service. Even up to the very last minute, I've had many concerts on my bucket list, and because of my work schedule, it is difficult to plan things out in advance. So usually I find out within a couple of days of an event if I can attend or not, and PrimoSeats.com has delivered the goods for me each and every time. Fantastic customer service from Sean Sullivan, even up to a couple of hours before an event. With today's technology, ticket transfers, purchases, everything is so much more efficient and so much easier, and PrimoSeats.com makes the process just wonderful. Absolutely great customer service. Best seats, best prices, even up to the very last minute. Remember, save yourself a little bit of money by putting Bill is King in the promo code line. That's Bill is King in the promo code line. Each and every time you make a purchase at PrimoSeats.com, use that promo code. It is good for every single one of those purchases, and it'll help you save a little bit of money. Check it out. Sean Sullivan, PrimoSeats.com. That's PrimoSeats.com.
We urge you to pay these prices and please pay no more.
A collision on Elm Tree Drive near the Dennis Paper Company in Hermitage. Watch for stalled vehicles backing up traffic on 3rd Avenue South near Hyatt Place and on Church Street near the Courtyard Marriott. ICU Security specializes in streaming live video. See what they can do for you. Log on to ICUSecurityInc.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to a $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to a $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat made-to-order food that's hot and meaty like a meal. You want Penn Station East Coast subs. This is the food you daydream about. Grilled steak and onions covered in melty cheese with baked bready goodness and fresh-cut fries. See it with your mind's eye and smell it with your mind's nose. It's what dinner and lunch were meant to be. Answer your craving with something truly mind-blowingly delicious. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Does it have enough? Yes, it does! It's out of here!
Anchor down.
Swing and a miss, strike three. Oh, how about that? Back to the track, to the wall. He leaps, and it's out of here! Let's play tomorrow! Oh, my goodness!
Don't miss a minute of the Commodores in action on the diamond all season long. Right here on your home for Vanderbilt Commodores baseball.
The Vandy Boys play here on Nashville Sports Radio.
King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Well, let me just say this to all my brethren in the South. Hey, man, I frankly don't give a damn about none of y'all, black, white, orange, green. And if I had my way South, I would go get a pair of scissors and cut everything off the damn map from Ohio below and this east of Texas.
Welcome back in, Bill King Show. That was Black right there, bringing us back from break. From up in Northeast Ohio, we have some legendary callers, characters, and personalities on this show, and we had the opportunity to meet a whole lot of them at Commitmas, and we're looking forward to meeting a whole lot more of you at Commitmas 2019 when we get to that signing day in December down at the Omni Nashville Hotel Bar Lines. What a fantastic host, and Music City Todd always taking such great care of the Bill King Show and the entire WNSR crew. We can't thank him enough. Commitmas was an incredible success, and we're looking forward to getting more and more of you here each and every year, making it an annual event, a celebration of all things college football, and a chance for all of us to get a chance, that's right, to shake hands, meet maybe for the first time, and make some memories that should last a lifetime. Well, if I talked about Black being a legendary personality on this here radio program, you know it is time to hear from the Cosby Cattleman. He called in earlier this week, he told a story, he gave us some information about his past and how he became the Cosby Cattleman, and since everyone's been talking about him throughout this entire hour of the Best of the Bill King Show, let's go ahead and hear from the man himself.
The Cosby Cattleman.
Moshe King, is that Harper 3 run your garage yet?
It's getting close. It's oozing up. We got rain all this morning. Yes, yes.
Well, at least you got a gator. You're never stranded, are you?
Nah, we're good. I got pontoon boats, too. I'm sorry.
The diesel comes out.
Yeah.
The diesel fuel doesn't help you much, I don't think.
I poured that in the Harpeth. Hey, last night, I'm sitting there on Twitter, and a guy tweets, "Hey, Bill, Buzz looks rough," and it was Buzz Peterson at the North Carolina game sitting with his best buddy, Michael Jordan. They're really good buddies. And Buzz looks like he's been in the dickle. So the question was, had he crossed over the line into your territory and shared some dickle number 12 with you?
I didn't see the old Silver Fox. I didn't see any Buzz. I'll tell you what, Bill, you know, America's a great country, but the more I look at people like Buzz, the more I think about voting for Bernie. You know what I think Buzz Peterson's greatest life accomplishment was, Bill? Being Michael Jordan's roommate.
Correct.
I mean, that guy parlayed that into, they gave him some phony job with the Bobcats or the Hornets, whatever they're called.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, that's probably a six-figure job, right?
His man's taking care of him. Correct.
You can't, you flame out as a head coach, your coaching career blows up, and MJ calls up with a cushy front office NBA job.
That's your boy now. That's your next-door neighbor.
I'm voting Bernie and AOC in 2020 because of that right there, Bill. Bernie and AOC. Hey, Bill, I was listening to Griffin. I heard some stuff in there I think I could use today a little bit.
Yeah.
First off, I Googled while y'all were talking. The old Campus Inn was a famous Knoxville institution. A lot of live music kind of turned in pretty rough there towards the end.
But, is it there?
It's a Hilton Garden Inn now.
Oh, see, I haven't been by.
I was looking at it on Google, and it's I don't think they raised it and built new. They might have, but I think they just gutted it and then re-put a new facade on it. But it's really nice looking now, typical Hilton Garden Inn. They got a fire pit out front. You know, I have to say the script. I think I don't know that it's perfect. They still got, the crystal still over there. They got a couple of bombed out buildings. They had ran a lot of businesses out when they were doing that rehab. But I think they've moved the ball this time. It's all right over there now.
Because the strip stayed the same for about 600 years, didn't it?
I mean, oh, yeah. They'd always four lanes going through there, and it was just a typical college environment. Nothing wrong with that. But now it looks like it looks like Williamson County now. Your kid's over there in a granite countertop deal, probably looking down on the strip.
Where my oldest one stays, he sent me a picture. I think it was one of the first football games, except they were all there. There's a pool there. It looked like they were in the Caribbean. And it's on the strip.
Well, around a lot of these SEC and probably all across America, a lot of these college towns, it's kind of amazing. These small towns have some pretty nice amenities these days.
Now,
that's nationwide, too.
So that crystal is still there.
Yeah, and that was an institution. I don't know how that place went out of business, but the last time I was through there, it's just sitting there getting cobwebs on it. But,
So you mean it's not in – it's just the building. Oh.
Yeah. The knockover, a lot of businesses went under on this latest rehab. They've only got two or three real what I call bars over here now. So, they've got work to do, but it's improving over there. Hey, of course, I usually hang out in a different part of town anyway. But moving along here, Bill, I was going to call you today and tell you how much I like Calipari, but it's the football show. So let's talk about Griff for a second.
We can do it either way. And I've got a few questions that the audience has been asking me I've got to ask you, but go ahead.
Okay, let's talk about what Griff had for you there, Bill. We've talked a lot about over the years the Roy Adams stuff and all that.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure Griff was treating you straight today, Bill, shooting you straight, because let's think about this. Griff was the guy that went down to Mobile and found the termite guy, right?
Correct.
Okay, so he was all that stuff, Tommy Gallion, Logan Young, Liebaum, that stuff was going back and forth, and any competent media member I've ever run into wants to know everything they can, and it seems to me like if Roy Adams called me, I'd be taking his calls, and I'd have a hard time. I mean, Griff was acting like he was too good for him or whatever. I have a hard time swallowing that.
Now, that was the T. Martin thing, right?
Yeah, but that was simmering up for years. Logan Young was buying David Payne and Moorhead. And everybody, including me, was on Fulmer about it. That was just a simmering problem. The conference office wouldn't do anything about it. Spurrier turned them in, but they were all on Fatmer's butt about it.
Right.
And it was just a big mess. Jacksonville Bowles was involved in all that. It had tentacles going everywhere, Bill. And that's how writers win awards and get promotions and things. And I have a hard time believing that Griff wasn't talking to Roy Adams. I just don't know. I think he was acting a little too high and mighty on that, too little goody-two-shoes for him.
Like he never, ever returned messages.
Yeah, I mean, how the hell did Griff get down to Mobile, Alabama and find the termite guy? You think Roy Adams knew who the termite guy was?
Probably.
I mean, that went on for what? Nearly a decade, 7-8 years. I mean, Roy Adams would call Bo Zolio over here from time to time, and, you know, definitely, you know, an intro, a colorful character, to say the least. Good,
yeah.
Tennessee fan. Good Tennessee fan. And, you know, I just have a hard time believing that Griff was, you know, not interested in what Roy Adams had to say. I'd say anybody in Knoxville with a brain would be taking his calls.
Maybe Griff just wasn't in the mood to go down that rabbit hole with me today.
Yeah. And then, I love Griff, but I hate to see that elitist stuff come out about, you know, everybody's got a smartphone, everybody's got an iPhone these days, Bill. Some of these guys, a lot of them have been in the business a long time, get these gravy train jobs, and then there's everybody else.
Right.
You know what I mean? You fight. Last time I was over in Nashville, you got to fight, you know, two or three competitors over there with more money behind them. I just hate to see when somebody ties in some, you know, a pretty, like state-run radio over here. They're making people like Himes filthy rich, and that's the worst operation in town. You're not going to learn anything over there. Well, whatever Brent Hubbs bullcrap's trying to sell on a weekly basis, that's the only thing you'll get from state-run radio. And probably some probably catch up on your nap.
So here's the question. When you first started calling the show, you were Small Mike. When did it – because I couldn't answer the question. When did it morph into the Cosmic Adam?
Well, you know, Bill, over the years, just having a little fun. You know, that's a good question. I'm a big George Strait fan, and I think I was out west. I think I called in from Vegas one time when I was on the road somewhere out west.
Yeah.
And just threw that out there for giggles.
Is that how that happened? See, I couldn't remember.
Yeah, that's a good one. The old Small Mike stuff, that came from Bo Zolio, because Bo Zolio and Mike Keith were going back and forth.
Right.
And I didn't come up with that. That's he did that one. So.
Oh, so yeah, you didn't.
There's a little, I'm sure your national audience really cares about local yokel radio trivia, but.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you know how that goes. But I'll tell you what, Bill, you know, bottom line, one last thing on the way out the door, this Kentucky-Tennessee thing, it's just getting bigger by the hour.
Is that a big conversation up there, that basketball game?
Oh, yeah,
game?
I mean, over there, what are y'all talking about? Minor league soccer, MLS soccer?
Yeah.
What are y'all even talking about over there?
In this time,
Bobby's, what, 0-12 now in the league?
That's not being talked about much either.
Darius Garland, Griff's huffing and puffing about these five-stars. The problem with these five-stars, Bill, is they're more thinking about the NBA draft than they are playing a year of college ball. Look at Ben Simmons at LSU, how'd that shake out?
We have spent more time today talking about Logan Young and Roy Adams than anything else today. Yeah, by the way, did you ever meet Roy, ever?
I never ran into him. I had an opportunity or two, go to a couple parties, but I just never, you know, just never was kind of, the stars never aligned there, Bill. But, yeah, I've seen a lot of the underbelly of what goes on when it comes to UT sports. It's I've watched ball in the president's box before, Bill. Can you see me up there sitting in the president's sky box?
I could see that.
I'm not lying to you.
I believe you. Now, here's the other question. When watching a Tennessee basketball game at Thompson Bowling, which half of basketball do we need to be looking when they're shooting free throws, first half or second half?
I'll make you do your homework here, Bill. It's not the students in.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, keep that gator in that kayak handy.
I will. See you.
The Cosby Cattleman right there, as heard on the Bill King Show, whenever it is that he decides to pick up the phone and call in when he's not sleeping off the dickle from the night before. One of the most unique and interesting callers and characters on the Bill King Show, and we've got plenty of them. I'm one of those characters. I'm Crazy Charlie Sonny, your host, just for a couple of more minutes. Just checked in with the crew down at the Southern Steak and Oyster. They're just about set up. Bill King is on site, already tweeting. Get your interaction started with him before he even gets on the air in about 12 minutes by tweeting to Bill at Bill is King. And if you want to start getting on the line and getting yourselves lined up on hold for Bill, you're welcome to do so at 888-702-5494, 888-702-5494. We've gone through the best of the week of the Bill King Show, and we'll come back and wrap it all up here from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios before we turn it over live to Bill King at the Southern Steak and Oyster at the corner of 3rd and Munbrain in downtown Nashville. Third Friday of every month, we're on location. Come on by, see the WNSR crew, see Bill King, get a great meal, and enjoy the fantastic sports talk. This is the Bill King Show, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
What if I told you there was a Tennessee fan with a tattoo of Lane Kiffin on his left butt cheek? What if I told you he keeps a fifth of Dickel number 12 in his orange Tony Lama boots on game day? What if I told you he coined the term Fatmer. ESPC 30 for 30 presents The Cattleman from Cosby.
Heavy traffic on 24 West and I-40 West over the eastern split from Spence Lane to a little past Willow Street. A collision on Elm Tree Drive near the Dennis Paper Company in Hermitage. Watch for backed up traffic on 3rd Avenue South. Choose a career that makes a difference. Aim high. The United States Air Force. Log on to airforce.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Experience the true spirit of Nashville at Bar Lines and Upscale Honky Tonk. Live music 7 days a week and an award-winning menu. Immediately located across from Bridgestone Arena and only blocks from Nissan Stadium. Bar Lines is the perfect spot for sports and live music fans alike. Featuring 22 flat-screen TVs, the best of Music City's up-and-coming talent, Bar Lines offers an unforgettable Nashville experience. Bar Lines has the best hot wings in Music City and handcrafted libations featuring the best local spirits and finest Tennessee whiskey. Come on down to Bar Lines, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration would like to salute everyone who is serving our great country. Two men and women who have helped to uphold and strengthen all that is guaranteed to us through the Constitution. Our thoughts and prayers are with you as you defend our freedom. This message is from the crew at Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration. Your stained glass experts serving the Nashville area. Specializing in new construction, repairs and restoration, residential and commercial. Give Butch a call at 615-308-3447. Quinn Stained Glass Repair and Restoration, thanking the men and women of our military for their service and wishing everyone a happy and healthy 2019.
When was the last time you did something fun with family and friends, even coworkers? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers entertainment for all ages? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment with 5 centers in Middle Tennessee is just the place. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of group activities and reunions. Visit them online at strikeandsparebowling.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter, or see them in Hendersonville, Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, Murfreesboro, and the Tusculum area. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville and Hermitage, including bumper cars, Time Freak, and a laser maze. Hendersonville also has laser tag, roller skating, and an indoor bungee trampoline. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. There's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Overcast across Nashville, maybe some rain, a high of 49. Temperatures drop sharply by afternoon drive. More rain this evening, low 34. Clouds and sun Saturday, high 46. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network. On Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Alvin Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Despite what Bill may say, targeting is not the communist plot, but I am willing to entertain offers. You are listening to the Bill King Show, brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel.
Welcome back into the Bill King Show. Wrapping up hour number one here. We've taken you through the best of the Bill King Show from the week that was here. In this first hour, Bill King will be taking it over live in just a couple of minutes from the Southern Steak and Oyster at the corner of 3rd and Demumbrian. That is at the base of the Pinnacle Building. Trace that wonderful building from the Nashville skyline all the way down the street level, and you'll find an outstanding place to get one great meal and hang out in one of the best atmospheres in all of Nashville. Just two blocks down from the Omni Nashville Hotel, who presents this show every month at the third Friday. We are down at Southern Steak and Oyster every Friday. First Friday of every month, we are down at Kitchen Oats in the Omni Nashville Hotel, and we look forward to seeing each and every one of you out there in the community. I have been your host for the hour, Crazy Charlie. Follow me on Twitter if you like at CrazyCharlie615. But more importantly, follow this radio station, support this radio station at Nash Sports Radio, and make sure you download the app. You can listen to the Bill King Show 100% completely for free. Also, if you prefer streaming through your desktop, WNSR. NashvilleSportsRadio.WNSR.com. Also available 100% from free. We have upped the game here at WNSR, and we are providing the Bill King Show the best college football talk, the best college sports talk to you 100% for free from 6 to 9 a.m. Central Time every morning, coming out live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios here in Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you so much for listening this morning. Sure to appreciate each and every one of you. Bill King takes over in just a couple of minutes. Get on the phone lines, 888-702-5494. That's 888-702-5494. Or tweet to Bill at Bill is King and start getting the interaction going. You know that Bill is always up for the hangout time, and he's got plenty of it scheduled for you guys coming up live. Bill King from the Southern Steak and Oyster here in just a couple of moments.
All that ridicule you took, every bit of the ridicule you took after getting your butt beat, when you pound on their butt tonight, you think about that. You take every bit of your energy, every fiber in your bone, and you take it and you beat the piss out of them. I'm talking about beat the piss out of them. Let's go whip their ass. Let's go.